This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Jack Peter is the Senior Vice President, the Chief Operating Officer at the World Golf Hall of Fame. And it's a pleasure to welcome Jack Peter back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Jack.
Hello, John. How are you today?
You know, I'm great. Congratulations on the ceremonies a couple of weeks ago. They looked spectacular, and we'll get into that in some detail here in just a couple of minutes. But I'm curious now, a couple of weeks removed from the ceremony,
right.
How do you feel? What are your thoughts as you look back?
Well, I look back and think that it achieved really everything we set out to. The reason we decided to begin the rotation of every other year and take it on the road, starting with St. Andrews, was to really heighten the profile of the Hall of Fame within the global game itself. And I think the setting at Younger Hall, the backdrop of the University of St. Andrews, kicking off the Open Championship, really helped us achieve all those objectives. And the TV portion, John, we were able to be on Golf Channel Live on that Monday, but also equally important, we were on live on Sky Television throughout the UK. So, and at 6 o'clock at night, there were a lot of people, a lot of golf fans saw what we were all about, saw the ceremony, and I think we turned some heads.
What was the response from the members? And I saw many more members there this year. How did they respond?
They thought it was great. Clearly, the Hall of Fame members that were in the room, the inductees, the pageantry, like I said, of Younger Hall and the university was such that it would be hard not to be impressed by all that. We had a little processional at the start of the show, and I heard afterwards, Curtis Strange leaned over to Judy Rankin and said, "God, this is really cool. Look at this place." So, it was fun. It was fun to see their reaction. And there were some chills in the room.
Was part of the effort in doing what you did, in where you did it, in how you did it, and I don't know if the members needed more engaging, but that's a great story about Curtis and Judy. I mean, did you get a sense that they had become a bit more engaged?
Well, I think yes and no is the answer to that, John. I think the reason we did it was really for two reasons. One was to take the ceremony to the fans and tie it to these major championships. Because as you know, we're going to be back here in 17 with the Players, but then in 19 we'll be out with the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And whenever you tie an event like ours to a major championship, it will heighten the profile. It just will raise the visibility. And by the nature of that, particularly in the case of the men, a lot of the men are past champions. They're at these events, and it is, frankly, easier for them to come over to the show. But that wasn't the primary reason, but it was clearly, sort of one of the side reasons.
I mentioned at the beginning how great it looked. From a cosmetic standpoint, I thought that the ceremonies were on par with anything you'd see from the other halls, whether it was baseball or football. I think you succeeded in that respect. I mean, it looked great. I you had to be pleased with that.
Yes, very much so. The professionalism of the event itself and the broadcast were, I would argue, were better than my counterparts in baseball and football, but that's my opinion. Clearly biased, by the way. But the television people, the staff that we had working the television for us, the way they lit the venue, the way the camera angles worked out, our host, Di Doherty from Sky Sports, the set that we had designed and built, it all really played well. And I actually looked at it for the first time in its entirety about a week ago from top to bottom. And you're right, it looked terrific.
We are talking with Jack Peter, the Senior Vice President, the Chief Operating Officer at the World Golf Hall of Fame. The class seemed genuinely touched. David Graham, Mark O'Meara, A.W. Tillinghast, and then the Laura Davies thing. What were they saying to you?
Well, the class was overwhelmed. I mean, they very emotional. And even Laura, it was unfortunate she couldn't be there for the ceremony part, but got there for the reception. Was touched, very emotional. Listen, as a golfer, as a professional golfer at the level that our inductees play at, it's hard not to walk into the town of St. Andrews, into the University of St. Andrews, into Younger Hall. You know, Arnold Palmer's in front row looking at you. Peter Thompson is there. I mean, it's hard not to feel that it's a very special moment and get a little bit emotional about it.
Was there a point, Jack, and this is not to say anything derogatory about the previous inductions, but was there a point, you looked out there and there's Arnold, Peter Thompson, Gary Player, all of these members, and kind of say to yourself, all right, now this is what I wanted. This is how it should be.
Well, I think yes. I mean, from my point of view, to be able to take a class picture that has 22 Hall of Fame members in it, is a great statement for just the evolution and the maturation of the Hall of Fame itself here. You know, there's a lot of people involved, the board organizations, the committees that we set up. You know, everybody was engaged in taking the Hall of Fame to the next level, and I think we achieved that. You know, it really doesn't take away from the previous inductions. It's just a new day. You know, as things evolve and change and move along, it's just a new day, and it was very gratifying.
The selection committee, do they remain the same? When do they go to work on 2017?
We'll go to work, right after the Players' Championship of 16. Mm. And to your question, do the committees stay the same? Some do and some don't. Some seats are institutional, some are at large. And to be honest, I haven't really looked at that. But we anticipate some changes.
This was the first ceremony, and we've talked about this on the program, the first ceremony with the new induction process and procedure. Mm-hmm. All of that went as all had expected. Any tweaking that you guys might do internally?
No, I think we were very pleased with the class and with the process. And I think we're gonna stand pat, and I think if anything, we now know what to expect in some of the committee meetings and some of the commission deliberations, because last time we just did this and it was new, and you know, my crystal ball wasn't quite that clear. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen in some of these meetings, but now I have a better sense for the flow and the ebb and how the meetings ought to be run. But no, we don't expect any changes.
Hey. You mentioned earlier the situation with Laura Davies, and it was difficult. She was playing in the U.S. Open mm-hmm. the day before. How was she when she arrived? I mean, I'm just curious what you guys said to her when she walked in the door, and it must have been like, oh, Laura, yeah.
Well, we had been talking to her throughout the day, and yeah. She felt bad. Everyone felt bad. But, you know, actually when she... because we were in such close communication, when she arrived at the reception, we had her crystal. Charlie Meacham was teed up. You know, we had a microphone, we had a little riser, and I was able to stop the party and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're honored and delighted to welcome our newest inductee, Dame Laura Davies." And she came in, and Charlie talked and gave her the crystal, and it was cool. It was a great moment. It just was a little bit late.
So it wasn't difficult.
But she was great. So she was humbled. She, you know, I got a big hug and a kiss. She was great. She was very articulate. She grabbed the microphone and talked for about 10 minutes. It was great.
And it wasn't hard to get Charlie to talk again.
No, Charlie's great. Charlie's great.
What's new at the hall?
Well, the newest major exhibit talks about Gary Player and his 50th anniversary of his career Grand Slam. Gary was here in October to unveil it, and so we've got a terrific display that talks about Gary's career. The exhibits that talk about the new inductees were unveiled earlier this summer, so those are brand new. And you know, now we're looking at some, you know, there was a joke around here, well, we'll get to that after the ceremony. So now we have this mountain of work to do now that it's past the ceremony. You know, we're looking at some, you know, some enhancements to the guest experience. You know, some of it has to do with their arrival experience. Some has to do with their with the exit experience when people leave. So, you know, it's never a dull moment.
He is Jack Peter, the Senior Vice President, the Chief Operating Officer of the World Golf Hall of Fame. Congratulations on the ceremonies, Jack. It was spectacular. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Well, thanks. And to all of your listeners out there, thanks for your support. And if you love golf, you've got to get here.